You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. A piece of legislation introduced this session by Stewart Republican Gail Harrell deals with parental notification when a minor child has been involuntarily remanded for psychological evaluation through the Baker Act. She says the legislation was inspired by an incident in her district.
I had a constituent come and with what I thought was just an incredible situation. His daughter was Baker Acted in school and was taken to a receiving facility, and he was never notified.
Harrell's legislation, House Bill 497, has been through two subcommittees and the House Education Committee so far. It seeks to remedy that situation.
And we're going to require all schools and charter schools that we have purview over to make sure that a parent is notified as soon as possible within a very reasonable amount of time that their child has been removed from campus.
In this particular case, it was the Renaissance Charter School in Port St. Lucie where the incident occurred. The child's father, whom we will identify only by his first name, Eric, in order to protect his daughter's identity, admits that his daughter was depressed and stressed over school testing. But he says he would have liked to have been called in before police were notified.
One phone call, basically, from the teacher, whoever was seeing the problem, would resolve this whole thing by one phone call to us, because we could come and just resolve this peacefully instead to go through to a very painful action which was taken.
Colleen Reynolds is spokeswoman for the Renaissance School. She can't speak to the particular situation because of privacy issues, but did talk with us about the school's policy for dealing with situations which may involve a student who is a danger to themselves or others.
The safety and the security of our students is our highest priority. So once we call the police, then we make every effort to reach out to the parents. If we are unable to reach the parents for whatever reason, if they don't answer their phone or if their number's disconnected, then in that case, we certainly will not impede any police action that needs to be taken at that point. We would cooperate with authorities.
Parental involvement is a key part of the process when considering the Baker Act of a minor, according to Sergeant Frank Sable of the Port St. Lucie Police Department.
We try to exhaust all means necessary to get the parents involved so we can get a little background and some history, because sometimes, you know, the parents will say, yes, I've noticed a behavior change, or I've noticed that, you know, my child has done this and that. I am kind of worried about, you know, what they may or may not do.
The increase in cases of teenagers committing suicide after being bullied has many people paying closer attention to these situations. Lori Ansbach is with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, a nonprofit mental health watchdog group co-founded by the Church of Scientology.
There's almost a fear instilled in those empowered to enact the Baker Act, because if they don't enact it and that person does harm somebody, they can be held legally liable. And that is the crux of why it's important to clarify this rule, retrain those in authority to implement this law so that they clearly understand it and they can get out of the fear zone and act confidently.
As of April 3rd, the bill was released to the House and added to the second reading calendar. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.